Hey, Michael. So, Rav Kook asked us to try to do our best to understand the generation so that we could help the generation, ourselves, our kids, our grandchildren. So we're trying to understand what is it that's different now than in the past. Where we are right now, Ikvah Siddur Mashiach, what's different? And we began last week to talk about the tachlis of creation. Because in order to understand Eifo anachnu ba'olam, where are we in the world, we have to know why we were sent into the world. Why we were sent to the world. And in order to answer that question, we began speaking about the yesod of all of Chassidus, which is in the Lashon of Chazal, Nisav HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'yos L'yoy Dir B'Tachton, that Hashem is Baruch has revealed to us that His taiva, His longing, His desire is to have a Dir B'Tachton, is to dwell in this world. Dir B'Tachton. And what we were learning last week is the definition of Tachton, what that means, Tachton, low. The lowest of all worlds has nothing to do with a place, anything physical. The lowest of all worlds means where Hashem's light is most hidden. That's what we were talking about last week. Where Hashem's light is most hidden. Turns out that we're living at the time at the end of history. We're living at the end. Where Hashem's light is most hidden. More hidden than ever before. That's the time that we're in now. And if Nisav HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'yoy Dir B'Tachton, if Hashem expressed to us that His greatest will, longing, and desire, which is the purpose of all creation, is davke to be able to dwell B'Tachtonim, and now, as the Lubavitcher Rebbe Shlishon used to always speak about from his ancestors, now is the time of Tachton Shebetachton, the lowest of all low worlds. So it means that we're now on the threshold of something very, very remarkable. And together with that comes the unbearable weight of living in the filth of the Tachtainim, but at the same time, the excitement that comes with the belief that there's something extraordinary about the time that we're in. And there's something extraordinary about the children that we have now, the children that we're raising. Extraordinary doesn't always mean good, doesn't always mean easy. Extraordinary means it's exciting and different in good ways and in ways that are not good. You know, the piyut that we say on Yontiv, Ashrei Moschal Arale Oymen. We say in the Machse that Ashrei Moschal, the awe and the fear of Hashem is upon All of these angels, these malachim, snufei sheishes, the angels that have six wings, blue like kerach, shvivei eish, of ice and of fire, all these scary malachim are in absolute awe and fear of Hashem. And remember that the piyut returns to the words of visa tehila, which means even though these angels in Shemayim are absolutely amazing, they're beyond anything we could comprehend, and they sing songs to you and they're in fear of you and so on, nevertheless, Hashem, you have told us avisa tehila, that you have a taiva, avisa tehila, that you long for praise, michasrei seichel, from those who have no seichel at all. Raise your hand. Chasrei seichel. L'kudei pach, means those who are stuck in a trap. L'kudei pach. Misvei rogez, those who have been, their lives have been filled with anger. Svei rogez, anger and pain. Svei rogez. Misruchei maz. Those whose actions stink. Lisroch means when something has a bad smell, a stench. Sruchei maz. Can you imagine having like a mesivta sruchei maz? Every yeshiva tries to give like these, you know, mevakshei roidfei Hashem, roidfei kedusha, right? Like I told you, when I was in Yerushalayim last year, so I was walking on one of the side streets in Gula, and there was a yeshiva, a big sign, Mitzuyonim. And there were like 20 guys hanging outside smoking during Seder. It wasn't like Bennett. It was during Seder, hanging outside, like smoking and like, you know, sizing a chevra walking down the street, sizing him up. So I was walking. I said, Tagili, Yingala. He says, Mayesh. I said, Atam Mitzuyan. I asked him, Atam and Amitzuyanim kam? He says, Maz, Amitzuyanim, Esch Mitzuyan. Esch Mitzuyanim, Esch Mitzuyanim. Atam and Amitzuyanim? Are you one of the Mitzuyanim? Over here, yeshiva l'mitzuyon, they call them. So you can have a yeshiva l'sruchei maz. Mesivta sruchei maz means there's a medrash of people whose actions smell bad. Sruchei maz. And there's many more things that go in that piyut. Many more. You can look in the marks, you see many more things. But always, v'hi kvodachem, avisa tehila. That was. You want the sruchei maz, the svei roges, these tzibrochene people who smell bad from what they've done in their lives. You want these people who are chasrei seichel. You want their davening avisa tehila, just as the pshat in the piyut, avisa tehila. It was not from the Peter saying not from the arale sheish knafayim and all these fancy malachim and sraf mechais. That's good. That's nice. Hashem, that's a beautiful thing in Shemayim. All that stuff that's going on, mishabchem va'aymrim. It's all very very nice. But at the end of the day, you ask the Baruch Shalom, but really, what is it that you want most, more than anything, kivyochel? What do you want more than anything? So he says, Dear Batachtainim, I want to be with these guys on the street in front of the Mitzionim Yeshiva, in front of the Sruchei Maas Yeshiva. I want to be with these guys. That's the simple chat in the piyut. Vehi kvodecha. It says in piyut, Vehi kvodecha. This is Hashem's greatest covet. Vehi kvodecha. Sometimes you have a Rebbe or a Yeshiva that his whole inyan is to be with the Bochum, to go hang out with them, to talk to them, and be in their places, right? And then you have others that you have a Rosh Yeshiva, they like to just sit around with the other Rosh Yeshiva and talk and learn. Zekvodo. The Baruch Shalom is the type that he goes and hangs out with the Chavra. That's what it says in the Piyut. His model of leadership is that the Baruch Shalom goes with the Chavra and sits with the tachtoinim mamish, tachtoinim ha-tachtoinim, chasrei seichel, sruchei maz, v'hi kvodecha. And that's the kavod that Hashem has in this world. V'yikvodecha. So what this means is the following. Chazal have revealed to us in many places that the Malachim in Shemaim, when they're not able to say Kaddish, 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 right? They're not able to sing Shira and to say Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish until here below in our shuls, in our Batei Midrashim, that we're singing Shira and we're talking to him, we're davening to him. That the Bnei Olam Hazeh, Davke, who live in a world that is of unbelievable hest upon him, Davke in a world where the definition of Tachtoin Shebetachtoinim is that it's very, very easy, sensible, rational, and reasonable to come to the conclusion in this world that there is no God. It says in many of the Svarim, the Rishonim, that any person with Seichel comes to the conclusion that there is a God. And using pure intellect, one would say that it is rational and reasonable to come to that conclusion, which Avraham Avinu came to, that there's a Baal HaBira. But we're living in a world where intellect is not pure reason and intellect is very, very rare. It's really not that much. There's not much of that available. The taivas that are pulling at this time of the Hest upon him are unbelievable. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that my whole taiva is to be mezgala, is to be there in that place among people who are surrounded by everything that says that there's no elokus, there's no tachlis, there's no reason to live this way. The davke, like we say in Aleinu, Bnei Bosi Yikru B'Shemecha, that Bnei Bosi Yikru B'Shemecha, Yakiru, and so on, that they should recognize, they should know this. And this is the meaning of Avisa Tehillah. So as I mentioned last week, that all of the singing that goes on with the Malachim in Shemaim, all of that and all of the or that the neshamas of the tzaddikim are enjoying in Shemaim, I mentioned last week, the Gemara says in Brachas, that all of that is just ziv hashchina, right? That the yoshvim v'nenim is ziv hashchina. Ziv means, as the Alter Rebbe explains in many places, they mean there's a ha'ora of the infinite light of Hashem. There's some ziv, a ray of the infinite light of Hashem. But the tachlis is not a ziv in ha'ora. Listen to the lashon of the Tanya in Perek Lamed Vav. Perek Lamed Vav in Tanya, if you have a chance to learn it later on, at some point during the week, it's very, very important to learn Perek Lamed Vav in Tanya, the whole Tanya, but Lamed Vav over and over, because that's really where the Alter Rebbe opens everything up. And he writes over there, Noida Shiyamois HaMashiach, it is known, Shiyamois HaMashiach, Ubefra Kishayichyu HaMeisim, and in particular, specifically, by Tchias HaMeisim, when the dead come back to life, Heim Tachlis V'Shleimus B'Yas Olam HaZeh. That's the Tachlis and the Shleimus of the creation of this world. Not like the Rambam held. The Rambam held that the ultimate Tachlis is what? Is Olam Haba. It's some spiritual domain, a different reality. But the Tanya is writing, what all the Mekubalim agree, is that Shiyamosim Sheikh Befak, Sheyichyu HaMeisim, Heim Tachlis V'Shleimus B'Yas Olam HaZeh, Shelekach Nivru Mitchiloso, Shelekach Nivru Mitchiloso, Shelekach Nivru rather Mitchiloso, that all worlds were created for this purpose. And that's the meaning of Dira. And I want to just explain a little bit more about something that I mentioned last week, the meaning of Dira. When the king, and the Chabad Svarim explain, that when the king appears in the palace before his ministers and officials and so on, who all think that they really know him very, very well, because they're always discussing policy with him and other things in the Malchus and so on, but the emes is as the Tanya says in the Rashab and the other tzaddikim, the emes is that all of those officials and important ministers of the government who see the king and talk to the king and meet with the king in the palace, in truth, they only know the Dmus HaMelech. They just know the image of the king. They know the image of the king, the Dmus HaMelech. But the Etzem of the king, but the king himself, they don't really know. They know the Dmus of the king, but they don't know the king himself. And the king himself is only himself, as I mentioned at the end last week. Where can the king be himself? Only in his dira, only where he lives, with his wife and his children. That's where he feels that he's mishuchrar, like they say in Ezra. So mishuchrar means what? He's free to be himself. He's not bound by the constraints of the image of how he appears. There, in his dira, he is the way that he wants to be. The mohus and the etzem, the essence, the etzem of the person, is only revealed in the dira. So when Chazal say that Hashem's taiv is to have a dira b'tachtayinim, it means that Hashem wants that davka, the lowest realm of creation, which is this physical world, at the lowest time of creation, which is the end of time that we're in, Ikvus of the Mashiach, that davka, in that matzav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there I can be revealed, and I will be revealed, without all of the gvulim and hesterim of even higher worlds. And not just in a way of a ziv or ha'ara, a little bit of light. There you will get to know me for who I am, kivyachal, as much as a human being can possibly know God. Not like the angels. The angels are working in the palace. And the Srafim, the Chayis, the Eifanei HaKadosh, all of those are seeing the demus of the king, and they're enjoying being in the palace, seeing the king in all of his glory and splendor, but it's the demus of the king. It's a ziv and ha'ar of the king. Zehu, that's all it is. But davke, in tachtein shebetachteinim, it's like when you're able to be with an old friend, you know, that you grew up with, like just a little bit of a mushel of what that feels like. That, you know, sometimes a person's pretending to be a certain way for 20, 30, 40 years, and it's still a dimus. It could even be a little bit of a dimus, sometimes even in his own home. But then, if there's somebody that you know for all of your life, and you grew up with, and you're best friends since your kids, so there's a certain comfort that's there, that it's very, very hard to find anywhere else in the world. That's called the dira. The Tanya says the following over there in Lamed Vav. V'ini tachlis ishtalshlus oilemus. The tachlis of the ishtalshlus of the descent of all worlds from the highest place of Atzilus all the way down to this world. V'yividosum imadreg l'madrega. Eino b'shvil ha'oilemus ha'alyayinim. It's not because of the angels. It's not because of the oilemus ha'alyayinim. The tachlis is olam hazeh hatachtein. That Or Hashem should be made known davke to chasrei seichel and suchei maz, avisa tehila v'hikvei dacha. That's the tachlis. That's what Hashem's Baruch wants. The more nidach, that's what we're getting to, obviously, is the greater difficulties that a Jew is having, and the more that Jew is being pulled to running away, the lower world the lower the world that a Jew occupies in his life. And afal pi chein, he somehow manages to come to that truth of Hashem Elokim regarding such a person. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Zekvodi, that's my biggest covet. That's my biggest covet. That doesn't mean we intentionally try to be such people so that to give him an opportunity to come to us. But Kadosh Baruch Hu says that davka, by the lowest of the low, which is our generation, the lowest of the low, Hashem's Baruch says, Avisa Tehila, Vihi Kvaydacha, Vihi Kvaydacha. Now, I wanted to give you a non-Chabad taste of this. So far, this has all been from the world of the Balatanya. What you have in front of you, the page that you have in front of you is only a little bit of a fraction of the Hakdama that was written by one of the great tzaddikim, one of the great, great tzaddikim and ga'onim of, I would say, recent years, but it's not recent, but relatively short time ago, in the late 19th century, earlier 20th century. This is from Abgeshen Henoch from Radzin. Now, you all heard of the Balat Chelis, that's the tzaddik Abgeshen Henoch. Abgeshen Henoch was the son of the Beis Yaakov from Izhbitz, and the grandson of the Holy Meir Shiloach of the Izhbitz. And he wrote many svarim. The Soid Yesharim is very, very famous. And he wrote a number of svarim in halacha. His whole amazing in halacha and what he has on taharis, his sefer on taharis. And he has on tchelis, in the tchelis, which, as you know, he went to Italy and he lived there for some time to try to find what the true tchelis was and to restore the mitzvah of tchelis with the tzitzis. So he has a sefer of Ha'oris on the Zayrakah. This is called Tiferes HaChanuchi. Tiferes HaChanuchi on the Ha'oris on the Zayrakah. The page that you have in front of you is a small part of the long Hakdama that he has. The long Hakdama that he has on Tiferes HaChanuchi. So we're just going to do a little bit, but the little bit we're going to do is going to be more than enough, as you'll see. Just a little bit of a taste of the world of Izhbitz and this sugi that we're learning to understand the generation that we're in and what's so remarkable about the time that we're zeich to be in and so hard about the time that we're in. You see where it says there's an arrow there? It says Ubemedrash Tillim? I hope it came out all right. Yeah? It says Ubemedrash Tillim. Oh, I forgot. I should have just taken a picture. Oh, yeah? Oh, because I'm not used to it. All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, B'medrash Tillim. Hashem l'kai gadalta ma'oid. So when we wrap ourselves in our talis, right? We see those words from Tillim. Hashem l'kai gadalta ma'oid. Hoid v'hoda l'vashta. Hashem l'kai gadalta ma'oid. B'n Shalom, gadalta ma'oid. You are gadol. You're the greatest. You're the biggest. Hashem l'kai gadalta ma'oid. Ad shalei berasa elamcha hayisa gadol ba'elam u'mishabrasa elamcha nisgadalta ad ma'ayil. So Chazal say, when we say those words, Hashem lokai gadalta ma'ayil, wow, you're really big, you're really great. Chazal say that means, ad shalei berasa elamcha, that before you even created this world, hayisa gadol ba'elam, you already were great. Before you created the world, you were already great. U'mishabrasa olamcha nisgadalta ad ma'ayd. But since creation, nisgadalta ad ma'ayd. You're much greater. Now, that's very counterintuitive because a lot of the Muslim we heard when we were growing up was just the opposite of that. Is that this big bizyonis, this whole world is bizyonis. And what's a great God doing in a miserable place like this, right? That's the way we were raised. And therefore, if you're not going to behave, since he's already in a lousy mood, like just being here, he's in a lousy mood. So if you're not going to behave, you're going to get it, because he's not in a good mood. Because being in this world, for the infinite God to be in this miserable world is bad. So he's in a bad mood. I'm just paraphrasing thousands of svarim that you've seen. So, and shmuzin that you've heard. So, he's in a bad mood to begin with, and if you don't behave, like, you know, sometimes when you're home, you could have one of the kids like that. He's mischievous and he's carrying on a lot, but sometimes you could be with him and he sees like his father's really, really in a bad mood. Akidekach, that even this like little idiot knows, I better keep my mouth closed. He just realizes that this could be dangerous if I carry on now. This could really be dangerous. So the impression that one would get is that Hashem l'kai gadal temot. That before you created the world, it was a mechaya for you. Before this world. And whatever you had, whenever the malachim were created, you had all those things going on over there. And it was gevaldik. And now that you created this world, that you must be in a bad mood because you hate this world. And therefore, if we're not going to behave, we're going to get it. But Chazal say, Hashem l'kai gadal temot. Ad shalei b'rosso ilomcha ha'yisa gadal ba'olam. U'mishe b'rosso ilomcha nisgadal ad mo'ayt. But now that you created this world, nisgadalta ad mo'od, you're much greater. Ad mo'od. Hashem l'kai gadal. When you and I put a talis on in the morning, we say those words. V'haynu. Sh'af shirayim yomus Hashem es baruch u'meruma mikol nivra. That means that even though Hashem's exaltedness, Hashem's greatness, Sh'af shirayim yomus Hashem es baruch u'meruma mikol nivra, Hashem's greatness is beyond anything that was ever created. V'nizgav mikol rayon, and it's beyond the comprehension of anything that a human being or anything could possibly think of. But as Chazal say, that b'mokam gedulosai, davke, b'mokam gedulosai, here the Rebbe says, himtzi inivisanusai. Hashem is revealing, bringing forth his humility. Like when I was in school, when I was in yeshiva as a kid, I'm not talking about high school, when we were little kids. So it was in high school. So there was Rebbeim, there were big Talmid Chachamim, and whenever it was recess or lunch, they always sat with each other, and they always were like talking and learning, whatever, and the Rebbeim, which is fine. And there were big Talmid Chachamim. There was one Lubavitcher Rebbe. He was for the Tachtoinim Shebetachtoinim of the school, which in those years wasn't like so scary, but like guys that like just had no interest in anything, and the other rebbeim like weren't garis him at all. It was clear to all of us like they weren't garis him at all. Like, you know, he wasn't part of the circle. He wasn't part of that circle, and. He had an unbelievable way with the guys. This was before it became popular to have like a rebbeim that are with it and stuff. You know, he just had a way with it. He had a way with the guys, and all the chevra that work in the higher classes, we were so jealous of those. We were always so jealous. He used to play like dreidel with them, you know, during Hanukkah, and take them out and go like on these tiulim in Jamaica. Whatever, he used to go walking with the guys and take them to ball games and stuff. And they let him because everybody let him because he's got the those guys. What are you going to do? Just keep him busy. And from that chevra came out the Frumos kids, from the yeshiva, from that chevra, from that Lubavitcher Rebbe. That it wasn't with those guys. B'mokam gedulosa himtzi inivisanusa. I only found out years later when I was talking to somebody. A Lubavitcher person that I knew, I was talking, I happened to mention, did you know this Rabbi so-and-so? He said, yeah, sure, he's a big lamb, he's a very big lamb. I told him he's a big tamachach. He's a big tamachach. But his inyan was, he wanted to have a deer b'tachtayim. That was his inyan, to have a deer b'tachtayim. And he didn't care what the other bame thought about it. Lunch, he sat at the table with the guys, with his guys, he sat at the table with them. He sat at the table, and I remember they were flipping baseball cards and stuff, and he was talking to them about the baseball cards, and everybody else, like Walter Rebbeim, was like, what's the matter with him? The Baruch Shalom acts in such a way. It's amazing. Hashem l'kai gadalta ma'oid. Before you created the world, you were great, but now, in the world, gadalta ma'oid. So the Rebbe says, Hashem is baruch meruma mikol nivra v'nizga mikol rayin aval b'makom gedolos himtzi inivisanusa sherotzel hikari melech b'tachtayinim. He wants to be a melech where? B'tachtayinim. Dafke in the lowest worlds. U'lahavir kvoida yizeh ritzoynei derech islab, and to give over his covet, which is his rotzen. Derech islabshus v'hischalkus midus levushim rabim. He wants to give over his presence, his being, his infinite being, davke, in a place that's covered with so many garments, and his chalkas midas levushim rabim, where there's so much concealment and coverings, that's so far from the palace. Va'af shebehis rabus halavushim, even though in that place where there's so many levushim, this world, his, at the end of time, especially, his srabus halavushim, where there's so many coverings, there's so many garments, ein ha'or nira bebehirus, his light cannot be seen clearly, can't be seen clearly. And that works with the Moshe also. We didn't think that Lubavitcher fellow was a Talmud Chacham, and he didn't give himself over as a Talmud Chacham. And certainly Rebbeim touched him up as not being a Talmud Chacham. And the light of that person was not seen by Behirus in that place. Achein zehu yoyseh gadlus. Gadalta ma'oid. Zehu yoyseh gadlus. Hashem is baruch rotzo lahachnis ha'or b'levushim. Hashem is baruch taught us, and he's telling us, that he wanted davka to bring down his light b'levushim, in these levushim and garments, ad sheyestoyf hester shlo yisroya or habohir. Ad kedei kach, that there's going to be such a concealment, a covering, it's going to be so away from the palace and the big room where they make all the decisions and the strategy room and all the fancy things with all the noblemen and all the princes and princesses. So far away from all of that, mamish, like in a dark alley someplace in the capital, like some, or far away from the capital in some miserable little village. And then he brings a medrash, a kedisa medrash rabba in Paski Savo, mi godl haganav or nignav. Who is greater, the ganav or the nignav? The one who steals or the one from whom the thing was stolen? Have you oimah hanignav godl? The nignav is greater than the ganav. Why? Shi yodeya shi nignav v'shoisek. What's the medrash? So I don't know what this medrash. I looked up the medrash. The medrash says the following. The Medrash is talking about how during the time of the Midbar, we weren't yet spiritually mature enough to really know what was going on. We didn't really get what was happening in the Midbar. And it was already told, Mi yitain v'hoi levavim zeh lohem. Remember when Hashem gave us the Torah, we were all excited. And Hashem said, Mi yitain, hi, halavai, halavai. But Moshe Rabbeinu tells us in Parashas Ki Tzav, V'lo yinosen Hashem lachem lev ladas. That through all of the years that we were dragging around in the Midbar, like, whatever happened to Harsinai, it was like a momentary big thing. But then afterwards, the years that we were dragging around, we didn't have a lev ladas. Like we didn't get it. And then the Medrash says, Dover Acher. Mi'itain v'hoi levavim zelahem li'yroisi kol yomim. Mi'itain kivyochel Hashem says, oy, if halavai, if their hearts would be filled with the fear of me, kol yomim all of the days, Om Rebbe Meir, mi gibor godl, mi godl, haganav. So it's not talking about stealing an object. The Mefarshim say, because it's also brought down the Mechilta a little bit differently. This is in the Medrash Rabbah, the Mechilta, and the Tesefta, but it comes also a little bit different. It's talking about someone who's goinev daito shechaveiro. Where Chazal tell us that a person who's going to das a bris is called a ganav. In other words, when you try to give a certain impression of something and it's not really true, right? It's a gnevas das. So who's bigger, the ganav or hanignav? In other words, the ganav is trying to trick, he's trying to create a certain impression. We're talking about, again, a ganav das, not talking about something. He's trying to come across a certain way. Now, the nignav, it says here, the Nignav, the Mefarshim explain, he's on to the Ganav. He knows that this guy is trying to pull a fast one. He's trying to be Ganav Daitai. But he's Shoisek. He doesn't want to embarrass or humiliate to mess the guy up. So he's quiet. So who's greater? The ganav or the nignav? Havioimer hanignav gadol. In terms of the gvura, who's the bigger gibor? The ganav or the nignav? She says the nignav. Shu yedeya shu nignav v'shoisek. Because he knows that he's a nignav. He knows that the person is saying something that's not 100%. He's playing games, and he doesn't. He makes like he doesn't know. So the Loshna continues in the other source. The message of Chemesin Baba Seinu K'shom Dol Har Sinai Bikshu Lignoiv Das Hal Yaina. That when we were at Har Sinai, we weren't really 100%, but we wanted to be Gonev Das Hal Yaina. We wanted to give the impression like, well, there's a whole different way of looking at Maimon Har Sinai. So like all of the theatrics of Nasev and Ishma is really we were seeking Lignoiv Das Hal Yaina. V'omer B'fiyam Nasev and Ishma. So we wanted to, like, because after all, what are you going to, you're going to put up an argument over there? He's holding the mountain over your heads. It was, even with the Nasim Nishma, the whole Taisa's question, why do you have to hold the mountain over your heads? But Sof, it was a very impressive thing that was going on over there. And we were scared out of our wits. And the Baruch Shalom says, so what do you say? Right? So what do you say? You're interested? So we said, Nasim Nishma. Like, this is like Shavuos every year. Nasev and Ishma. Everybody's walking around with their t-shirts. Nasev and Ishma. So we said at Har Sinai, Nasev and Ishma. But v'libim ha'yim u'kuvim la'avoynis kochavim. Chazal say this. In their hearts, they were still, that's what it means, ba'achas me'inayach, right? It says in Shir Shim. One eye was to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying very, look, everybody was like very serious and very firm. Yeah. And with the other eye, it's looking at what is our. So here, Amru b'fiya nasev nishma v'libam hayim makavin la'avodas chavim. That with our mouths we were saying nasev nishma, but in the heart was what? Was still the Indian of avodas zara was still interesting. Was still interested in avodas zara. Like, you know, you get like some bach that's in one of the yeshivas in Yerushalayim, and he's like just starting a little bit to come around, and he goes to some store and he buys like really long tzitzis. You know what I mean? And he tucks his shirt in, and he's walking there in gula, like coming out of the tzitzis store, right? You know that look? There's a certain look. I think you know it. He's got like he's trying to be like in the program. So he's trying to have that new look. He's not quite there yet. But he's got that new look, like that fresh religious type of a look. And the tzitzis are white, you know? And they're out, and it's just a certain way how it, like, perfect, you know? And he's got that look, and he tries to also make it, like, serious, like he's thinking about the Gemara, like the Shia. And he has a serious look. Sometimes he even has a safe, right? Because he went to the Svarim store, which is next to the tzitzis store. So he's got, like, he's holding, like, the Shagas Ayah or something like that. Well, the sheikh might say, no, he's holding a safe. And he's walking, he's got that serious look with another guy, and he got himself now, a velvet kapel. You know what I mean? You know the look. It's a look. He got the velvet yarmulke. It's not a jacket and a hat, okay, but he got the velvet yarmulke, and he's got that look. That's only with one eye. Now, when I was growing up, when I was at the age, the girls used to walk on the other side in Gula. But now everybody's happy and together in Gula also. So with one he's saying Nasev and Ishma, but with the other his eyes are still, you understand, his eyes are still someplace else. That's how it is. How you mischashvim ha'eich lasas ha'egel. Chazal is so honest. Chazal say that we're saying with our mouths Nasev and Ishma, but in our hearts we're trying to figure out, like, Google egel. How do you build an egel? Like, you know, Yishmaelim, how do you build a bomb? That's what they do all day. So we were thinking, like, we're trying to figure out, how do you make an egel? That's what it says. Ho yim ischashvim ha'eich la'aseis ha'egel. Kach ksiv, and it says in the pasuk, v'yfetu b'fiyem, we were trying to trick Hashem with our mouths, b'fiyem, we're saying all the right stuff, na'asev nishma, b'feyusha, we're saying all the right stuff. and with our tongues we're lying to him. V'libam loy nachan imo, but in the hearts, lo nachan imo. V'loy nemnu bebriso, they were unfaithful to the bris in their hearts. Which Reb Tzadok speaks about, that this talking about kedushas habris, we'll get to that mitzvah further along. V'loy nemnu bebrisai. So kivyachol, we were tricking Hashem. We were trying to be goynev das elyon. Even though it sounds crazy. But l'maaseh, we do that all the time. We're trying to be goynev das elyon, like on this big national scale of gneivas das, naaseh v'nishma. But the greatness, this is what the Reb Geshen Hech is talking about, of the greatness of the Rebbein Shalom. The Rebbein Shalom is the nignav, right? He's the victim of this ruse, of this game. He's the victim. And you know that when you're onto somebody, it's so hard to play along, right? Because the biggest taiva, when you know someone's giving you the business, they say, hey, what do you think? Right? That's the biggest taiva. And the Rebbein Shalom knows all this stuff. V'afal pichein, v'hu rachum yechaper ovein. That's the chiddush. V'hu rachum yechaper ovein. He forgave us. Moshe when it says, you know, Hashem Hashem karachim achan, like, well, and the Rebbein Shalom forgives us. Kivyochel, Hashem made himself, ki'ilu, he could be tricked. Ki'ilu, he doesn't know what Jews are thinking. And what, not only that, what did Hashem say when we were carrying on after Eis Hadas? Hashem lukim, Hashem lukim, Hashem lukim. The Rebbein Shalom says, "Ooh, mitin v'hoi levavim zeh lehem." Oh, wow, mitin v'hoi levavim zeh by Ma'amin HaSinai. Oh, wow, I wish if only you would be as sincere and as pure and as holy forever the way that you are now. And you can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu turning around to the Malachim going like, like the Rebbein Shalom said to Malachim. If only they would be, if it would be gewaldig, if you'll be always like you are now. And the Rebbein Shalom knows the whole thing is like, ba'achas me'inayach. And Moshe Rabbeinu gives us Musmi, he says, Leichem Leilu Daz, Venayim Liros, all the 40 years in the Midbar, you didn't grow up yet. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Poshet. Because Baruch Hu says, V'hoi levavim zeh, Hashem Baruch Hu says such a nice thing to us. He said, if only you'll be like you always, you should, you know, zeh, cotton go liyeh, or at the bar mitzvah, like you get some wise guy of a bocher, you know, reading some speech that his father is where he wrote to him, and he said, you know, really, thanks, mom and dad, you gave me everything. I want to give you so much nachas. You know, it's like... And the parents are crying from tears. You hear how much nachas he wants to give us? Do you hear what he said? So the wife says, "What do you mean? You wrote that?" See, nobody the way he said it so sincerely. He wants to really. He says, "I'm going to steig. I'm going to give you so much nachas. I'm going to be such a talmud chacham." And the father's crying, and he wrote the speech. It's an amazing thing. A father does such a thing. The father knows that the kid's not the heil of Avim Zed, the heart's not in such a place. He says one thing with his mouth, and in his heart is like, I just want to finish the speech and sit with my friends, get away from the adults, and go eat some sushi or something. Get away from the adults and then run outside and break something. The whole, you know. I remember by my bar mitzvah, there was a. So I was sitting with my friends, and my mother hired like this one guy to play an accordion. You know, this there's a guy playing an accordion. I remember that's how it used to be. There's this one guy playing an accordion, and he was on the stage behind me, right behind me. So I kept on untying his shoes. It was like perfect level. I was right. His shoes were like right by my shoulder, and when he was doing like he would close his eyes and you know Simon Tova Maslov or something. So I would turn around. I would open his shoes. So after I did this about five times, he gave me a huge kick in the head. It was you know like sea level exactly. He gave me a kick in the head. And then my friends said to him, "Oh, that's the bar mitzvah bacher." He didn't know. He didn't realize it was me. He didn't see. He just saw a kid sitting there. He didn't know it was me. They said, "Oh, you're finished, man. We're gonna." But of course, he wasn't finished because I told him, "Don't tell my father." It's a different world. Don't tell my father. Don't tell my father. But he gave me such a kick at him, and my yarmulke went flying across the room. What about mitzvah boy? So much nachas, right? So much nachas. That's all the kid wants to do. And he's up there saying his pshatl. He's saying his whole pshatl. His fancy pshatl, you know, whatever. And the whole time he just wants to be with his friends, untying somebody's shoelaces. And afal pichein. The father cries, and the mother cries, and the Bnei Shalom says, "Mi itein v'hoi levavim zeh. Ah, liraisi kol hayom. I have such nachas from you." That's the medrash that the Rebbe's talking about. I still pick up on this medrash next week. He says here, "Can you hold on to the page? It's all right. Oh, you have it on the phone in case." I'm saying, good.